Bottled water can be a panacea during a crisis, but it can also worsen inequality afterwards. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Jaffe, associate professor of sociology at Portland State University, explores why.
A frequent image in news coverage of natural disasters and human-caused crises of unsafe tap water is that of authorities distributing huge quantities of single-serving plastic water bottles to affected residents. These pallets of bottled water have become the default response to water crises like those in Flint, Michigan, and Jackson, Mississippi, places whose residents are disproportionately low-income and non-white. Public officials often present bottled water as only a short-term emergency solution. But in practice, bottled water often becomes a long-term substitute for compromised tap water. As a sociologist, I study the causes and the social and environmental effects of the rapid growth of bottled water consumption in the U.S. and beyond. Studies show that low-income, Black, and Latino households in the U.S. distrust their tap water more and consume more bottled water than do white and upper-income households. The vast majority of U.S. tap water, in fact, meets all safety standards. Only 7 to 8% of water systems experience any health-related violations in an average year, but those systems disproportionately serve low-income communities and residents of color. Meeting a family's full drinking and cooking needs with bottled water can cost thousands of dollars per year, vastly more than tap water, thus widening economic and racial inequality. One major cause of U.S. tap water problems is a 45-year disinvestment trend. Federal spending on water infrastructure has fallen nearly 80% in real terms since the late 1970s, pushing the fiscal burden onto cities and states and leading to deferred maintenance and aging pipes. Many critics argue the federal government needs to reinvest in public water infrastructure. One current congressional proposal to do so is the Water Act, which would allocate $35 billion per year to improve water systems, an amount that is less than the $46 billion Americans spent last year to buy bottled water.
That was Daniel Jaffe of Portland State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.